Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas. John, how you doing?
Kemp, good morning. I'm fine. Thank you.
Well, I thought I'd get you on the show because y'all have some interesting news. You've got a new relationship with an organization of distributors that have aligned, and they call themselves the Bravo Network, and you guys have aligned. I guess it's as you align with them, this is for products, modular products that you target to the Main Street market. Is that right?
Correct. That is a significant part of it. There will be other markets as well. I mean, some secondary contract markets, if you will, maybe some of the secondary cities. But the Main Street commercial market is the focus.
Mm-hmm. And so, to remind everybody, Main Street is usually sold at retail. So
right. So this is a group. Kemp, Bravo is an umbrella name of over 13 distributors, and they're 13 of the best distributors, long-time, very professional, extremely good value-added distributors across the United States. And they service, through their sales and service and distribution functions, they service, flooring retailers across the United States. So what we'll be doing is putting an exclusive line of products in their hands of our Interface floor modular carpet to sell into that channel.
Mm-hmm. And we should mention, these are some big names, the 13 members of this. It's Apollo and J.J. Haynes and William Byrd and TriWest and CPAC. I mean, that's just to name a few of them. It's probably one of the strongest groups of distributors. How long have they been aligned like that? Do you know?
Well, I think they've had, probably some slight changes over time, but mm-hmm. I think it's been quite a long time. They've had some alliances through other vendors, but mm-hmm. It goes back a good way. Most all of these companies are very solid, long-term in their business companies.
And from your perspective, this gives you coast-to-coast coverage, right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so, as you said a second ago, you say it's a unique line. You actually got David Oakey, who is developing a specific product collection for this arrangement, right?
That's right, Kemp. We're putting together exclusive products to this Bravo network, to these 13 distributors, and originally designed by David Oakey, and it will be the best of what we have. It will be David Oakey design, taking the things that we've learned as the 35-year-old developer of modular carpet and today the largest manufacturer. That will take what we know as to be the best offering, and that's what we're putting forward. So great products. It will be our glueless system, our floating floor system that's enabled by Tactiles, our patented non-glue adhesive system.
Right.
Each product will have post-consumer content as a result of our convert process. So it brings to the table those attributes that we think create an offering that will be extremely valuable to the Bravo Network's customers.
We just sent our June issue to the printer, and we did a review of the commercial market, and so I'm fairly up to speed on it. Darius Helm did a lot of the work, but we analyzed what happened in 2009, and while contract was off over 20%, the Main Street piece of the business wasn't off quite as much. So this is a robust little section of the business, isn't it?
I think so. We believe that it is. We think that, for us, it's in part to hit that market. It's also in part a way for us to extend the reach of this very successful brand called Interface Floor to the broader market. So we're very excited about the possibilities, and this is a very professional group. We have learned a lot from them, these 13 distributors, and I think it's going to be a great fit.
Yeah. So you've got actually all the bases covered now, because you sell on the consumer end of the business. You sell through your direct internet and some arrangements you have with some discount chains, and then you have naturally where your mainstream business is through contract, through the A&D market, and now you've got this covered. So it's pretty well rounds out your offering, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a good way to think about it. We're trying to make sure that we're you know, covering all the parts of the market. We see that modular carpet is the you know, the category, if you will, for commercial soft floor covering, and as such, the inventor and the largest producer of that needs to be represented in all these channels.
Right. You know, I was with Peter Vandertorn at the HD show last week, and we were talking, and he was telling me that, you know, globally, you guys have, you know, obviously coverage in all areas, and globally, a lot of these markets like Europe, the saturation, the usage of modular is much higher. And in Asia, they never even went to broadloom on the commercial side. They're going directly to modular. So the global outlook for modular carpet is fantastic, right?
We think so, Kemp. You know, the carpet tile makes so much sense. You know, there's a place for broadloom carpet. Yeah, you said it exactly right. You see these emerging markets moving quickly to modular carpet, and I think the, you know, there's a global influence there as you see the multinational companies, whether they are headquartered and based in Europe or headquartered and based in the Americas, moving to those emerging markets with real estate that they are using and standardizing what they've used before, and then that becomes in a sense a model for the rest of the market. So we're seeing real potential for modular carpet. It will be the global flooring platform that we think has the most upside.
I get a president on the phone. I always like to ask, you know, what are you seeing out there in the marketplace, especially on your, you know, your main business, which is on the contract side? How's business out there?
Yeah, Kemp, I think that it's still a tough market. Mm-hmm. You know, if you reflect on our first quarter results, which were released in the latter part of April, which is pretty recent. You know, we had a good first quarter. You see, as we just talked about, you see strength in these emerging markets. You see strength in our non-corporate segments, which has been, you know, in the Americas, which has been a real key part of our strategy, how to take modular carpet and extend that category into the other vertical segments, and we've seen some good success there, and those have, you know, certain of those segments have helped us in tough times, but you also began to see some improvement in the corporate market. So, I think it's going to continue to be a tough market. I mean, clearly there are issues, the macro issues that are still impacting the marketplace, employment and, you know, vacancy rates, all of those things that we look at. But there's definitely more of a positive feel than we have felt, you know, than we felt last year. So I think that it's getting better. I think 2011 is probably a better point in the future to, you know, where we'll see a lot of growth maybe or really rebound. But you're beginning to feel more positive momentum.
Primarily because we just feel like we're on firm ground, even though it's down in a lower level, right?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's it. You have a way with words, Kemp. You said that well. So I think, you know, we're going to continue to do the things that we do, focus on our strengths, and continue to try to extend this modular leadership role and our leadership role in sustainability. We're just going to marry the two together and continue to try to lead the market.
Okay. All right. John, well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Just one last note on this Bravo Network arrangement. I think that starts 1st of June, doesn't it?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, great. John, one last question. We're about to run out of time, but I'm just curious, you know, I know Ray Anderson was diagnosed with cancer. Actually, how's he doing?
Kemp, thanks for asking. Ray is going through treatment. He's had multiple treatments, and the latest word I get is that it is, you know, more positive, which is great. We all know that those treatments can be tough. Tell you, Ray Anderson is such a positive figure, not just for Interface, but for our industry, and I think industry at large, and he's got such a strong will, and I know that he appreciates all the questions about his, how he's doing, and certainly appreciates all the thoughts and the prayers, so thanks for asking. He's fighting through it.
Well, that's good to hear, good to hear. I've been talking to John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas, about their new relationship with the Bravo Network, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.